It's been one of the most complicated things, the casualties in Syria, because there are various different lists. And of course, some of them are overlapping. So you have people who appear on 2, 3, 4, or 5 different lists. So what this analysis has done is looked at 7 of the main casualty lists that are out there, apply a very complex methodology to remove the double counting, because some names are included twice on the same list even. So they're using experience built up over analyzing previous conflicts and casualties, and then basically came up with around 59,000-60,000 people up to the end of November.
What has been the reaction of the commissioner to the figure, 60,000 people killed?
It's a big figure, bigger than really any of the other figures out there, and I think that's because we're looking at 7 lists, not 1. It's quite shocking, really. I mean, 60 is more than we expected, and the analysts believe it could be even higher because, of course, they have quite strict criteria who's included. You have to have both the first name and the family name. You have to have the location where they were killed and also the date. And if any of those elements is missing, they weren't included. So several thousand were not included for missing some of that data. Plus, you'll have people who were killed and there were no witnesses. People may know they've disappeared, but they don't know what's happened to them, so they're not included. On the other hand, you may have people who are included who shouldn't be, so people who were killed in a traffic accident, for example, and it's put down as a conflict-related death. 60,000 is probably a minimum and a really tragic number.
The situation continues to deteriorate in Syria, and more people obviously will be killed. What sort of a call the High Commission has made to try and get things under control, if any?
Well, it's a very complex conflict, and obviously the political situation surrounding Syria is very difficult. But I think it's truly shocking. 60,000 people, and of course many more injured, and some of them will never recover, will be chronically badly injured. Many more disappeared, tortured. In our view, more could have been done, particularly at the Security Council level, which has been effectively blocked. Really a failure, I think, internationally, to do more than sort of wring our hands on the edge of it. And that includes all of it. I mean, there could have been little key measures that might have made a difference. For example, for more than a year now, we've been recommending that the Security Council puts the case of Syria into an international criminal court, and that would have served very clear notice all the commanders in particular, but also the rank and file, that the spotlight was on them and there was a judicial process underway and they would very likely end up in court if they commit crime. But that signal never was sent to them. And in a sense, that possible deterrent would be just one aspect, but that wasn't used, not even that. It's a general failure, basically.